Welcome to the Countdown Podcast. This is our review of Scream or Scream 5 or whatever. My name is Wayne.
Brilliant, as always. My name is Paul. Let's get straight into it then for this fourth sequel to the, well, once massive Scream franchise.
I remember Scream.
I would hope bloody. So, of course, Wes Craven has left us. Rest in peace, Wes. And so instead, this one is directed by Matt Bettelini-Olpin and Tyler Gillett, based on a screenplay from James Vanderbilt and Gary Busick. It's, of course, based on characters created by Kevin Williamson, who I think returns here as an executive producer.
Oh, really?
Stars the returning Big Three, David Arquette, Neve Campbell, Courtney Cox, and then Melissa Barrera, Jenna Ortega, Jack Quaid from The Boys.
Yeah.
Dylan Minnette, Mason Goldberg, Jasmine Savoy Brown, who's in a show I'm watching at the moment called Yellow Jackets.
Oh.
Very good.
Is it good?
Yes.
Okay, well
worth checking out. Might come back to that as a review in due course.
Excellent.
And it is 114 minutes long with a budget of $24 million thus far, only accounting for Saturday in the States. It's made $13.3 million in a COVID-affected world. Wayne, what's it about?
Okay, so it's been 25 years after that streak of brutal murders in Woodsboro, I'm now learning in California. and this time, a new killer dons the ghost face mask and starts targeting a group of young teenagers, just like last time, or the last four times. And this is to resurrect secrets from the town's deadly past. Can't really go further than that.
Without going to spoilers. And yes, right. This will be a spoiler-free review, as they always are, until we hit the button that denotes that we're going full ball into spoilers. So it's okay to listen until that point, and then afterwards, please turn off and come back later if you're so inclined and go and see the film. Wayne, Rotten Tomatoes has this at 75% of 186 reviews as being positive with an average score of 6.7 out of 10. Yes. Metacritic has a 60 out of 100 based on 44 critics. And CinemaScore, as we know, which is always very positive, has an average grade of B+ on the A+ to F scale. That's the feedback generally. What's your feedback, Wayne, in your review of Scream?
Sure. So I did like the initial Scream and I liked the second Scream better. I can't remember exactly what happened. I did, I know.
And these are the, damn!
So these are the only, one of the few, look, enjoy is a strong word, but like, I'll tolerate this if I have to, right?
Well, look, I think my memory, a long time ago, must be good, 26 years ago now, give or take, you really liked that film because it was so clever and meta,
exactly.
And it was funny and the characters were engaging.
Well, I think
and then you liked Scream 2 more, which blows my mind.
Yes, but, because the Scream 2 was when they introduced the two killers, as I recall. Or was there two killers in the first one?
No, two killers in the first one.
Okay, well, the two killers in the second... No, in the second one, there was three, cunt. Because the fucking one was the mum, Laurie Strode.
Yeah,
two,
and
right?
the other one was Timothy Oliphant.
Oh, there's two, that's right.
There's just two.
Okay, so, but here's the thing. I never saw the mom coming. I was yo, I had no
idea. That was the obvious one to me.
What?
Yeah.
Well, you are well versed in these things.
Sure.
But I was like, I thought Timothy Olyphant, but I never thought the mom, because you forgot about her. I thought they did that really well, at least in that movie.
Yep.
So now, and also I think those screams set up the whole meta horror thing, right?
Changed horror forever.
That was it.
The postmodern slasher, the postmodern horror film, the meta commentary text in the film, which is playing out, which is a big thing in this film as well.
Okay.
It's all Scream staple.
Absolutely. In this film, they've gone more in that direction than anything. They're saying things right before you think them, right? They're saying
it
out loud. Oh, yes, in my life. You're sitting there going, I already know who it is, right? But
no, not necessarily.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'll tell you this.
I was half right.
You're half right.
That's all I say.
Half right. Right. Okay. Well, I understand that. But like, it is always a group of teens. They could all be it.
Right. And so what's wrong with that?
It's boring. I know now what it is.
But we haven't had a Scream film for 11 years.
Well, this is what it is. That doesn't matter. It's
you mean the genre as a whole?
Yes.
The slasher genre.
Yes, and all that. And I think this is what it is, okay?
Well, we all know Wayne doesn't like horror movies.
Yeah, that's it. So I've got to sit there and go, because I thought with the first two screens, remember when we saw those two or three screens, we were all together in a group. This is back when kids were like hanging out at the movies. You know what I'm saying? That's what we used to do, right?
Yeah.
And so all the girls were there and everything. I thought this was something that everyone really enjoyed, so I enjoyed it more, okay? So right over here now, it's a different time. I'm an old bitter man, right? That's what I am. So I'm sitting
here. Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
So I'm like, okay, so it's okay. Because I'll never like giggle at people getting stabbed. I just won't. I know that that's a big thing for horror people. It's like, you know, like you pulled us all the fucking time, right? And I'm
what?
Like,
no.
And even though it's played for, because this isn't like, it's actually quite harsh. Like the killings are quite harsh, I think.
A couple of them are.
For me,
you know. A couple of them are. I read one review, I can't remember where it's from, after I saw the movie, basically saying this is the most bloodthirsty of all the Scream films. I'm not sure it is. I seem to recall them all being at sort of this level. Lots of stabby, stab, stab, stab.
Yeah, but you see the, you
CGI knife through a throat.
Yeah, I'm like, yep. Yo. And it's like, when it's done slowly, like Saving Private Ryan, it's worse than when it's brutal. Agree. So it's quite, ooh, I was certainly going on that. So that's always going to put me off. But having said that, I can see how a Scream fan, much like yourself,
yep,
and anyone who goes to see these films, would go, this is giving me everything I'm used to and that I know, but it is interesting and amusing enough. It's not perfect or anything, but it is
it's not perfect.
It's hitting every single chord, and I guess if I'm impressed at anything, it's the fact that they're like, hey, it could be you. It could be you. Oh, what if it's this guy? When I'm like, yeah, it could be him, that guy, right?
Yeah, well, it's well said, I think, because this film works very hard to not rule anybody out.
Which is good. Right,
as a suspect.
Yeah.
Virtually anybody out. There's a couple of people who cannot be. But yes. Because,
well, that's what I thought.
And because up until this film, we've always had two killers as the killer. I can't remember Scream 3 off the top of my head, but I know the other three at least had two. I'm pretty sure they all had dual killers, right?
Must be.
Three was Scott Foley, but I can't remember if he had an accomplice or not.
Hmm. Okay.
So, anyway, regardless, beside the point, therefore, everyone remains in play, even people who potentially were almost kind of victims,
exactly,
right? And the film does that very, very well. The script, I think, in that way is good.
Yes,
I particularly like the Jesus Christ,
what the fuck was that?
It was a bird flew into the window because I saw the shadow over your shoulder.
Are you shitting me?
No,
really?
Yeah, I saw it flash over the. You can see
me. I was looking at you, it must have been just behind you.
Yeah, it must have been right behind me.
Holy shit,
fucking hell.
Sorry, everyone, that was
a blooper.
That's a blooper. Wow, really? Cool if we left this in. You'd be like, oh, what happened? It'd be cool. It'd
you might even have picked up the dull thud.
Yeah, it was. And it was actually, this is a little bit like Scream, so I think you should leave it in. Yeah, it's like, oh my God, what happened?
Hey, there you go. All right. The meta commentary, I think, is very clever in this film. It's talking about elevated horror and, you know, who likes those old crappy Stab films? Well, Stab, of course, is the in-universe films about what happens in these films. So they're basically talking exactly about Scream. Like, that's boring, and who gives a shit about that? The Babadook is my favorite horror film in that opening sort of scene.
Right? Now, that obviously means something to you.
Elevator Horror, they mentioned Hereditary, all these other kinds of things.
They do.
You know, things that are smarter, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
They're certainly less horror-y in the traditional sense. They're slower burn. There's, you know, more thinking involved than just who's going to survive a knife-wielding masked maniac.
Mm.
Right? So that's what they're going with there. And then there's lots and lots of things about... My favorite word has been Legaquil, right? And they actually reference that. It's a requel.
Requel.
Yeah. So it's a remake and a sequel for the new generation, a la Creed, a la Mad Max Fury Road, all these kinds of things.
Well, hang on. Creed wasn't like that. Creed was a straight sequel.
Well, so is this. Exactly the same.
Then don't call
it's
a requel.
It's a requel.
Well, is it though? Because there's no re about it. It's just a sequel.
Well, the same thing with this. We're getting a whole bunch of new characters in.
Yeah,
and
but
we're
it's still a sequel.
Yeah, but that did you not listen to the movie?
Well, that
if you want to reboot, okay, reboot, not a remake. If you want to reboot a franchise, you need to get in the existing properties before, but give a whole new set of characters to create what's going on.
Is it a reboot though, where everyone's new? That's a reboot.
That might be a remake.
No, a remake. Fuck, I don't know. Anyway, all right. Yeah,
I think it's meant to be a reboot. So, I call it Legaquil.
That's the worst word ever.
It fucking works, damn you.
Okay, go on.
Ballsy.
Actually.
Stupid, but ballsy.
I'm happy if you're the guy who coins that. Have you heard it before?
I've been writing my reviews for a long time.
Okay, just fucking get it out there, bro.
No one's listening to me. Requel is much easier to say than Legaquil.
Yeah. Legaquil! Even Legaquil! Okay, go on.
Anyway, point being
that
we've got the returning players, okay, and they're mapped onto this new set of characters who we're largely following here. And unlike, say, something like Ghostbusters Afterlife, I think they get a better balance here between the new characters and the old. But, and here's a big problem with the film.
Yeah, all right, go on.
Two things. One, it looks pretty cheap and amateurish at times. I think this one shot one way, one shot the other way, faces up close, is nowhere near as well directed as Wes Craven's films in the past.
Interesting you should say that. I did not notice this.
Very boring at times. They go throw a few Dutch angles in. These are the guys who made Ready or Not.
Ready or Not is wicked, though. That's one of the ones that I liked.
Yeah, I know, but this one doesn't have the
pizzazz. No, it's not as good as that.
Not just that, but I think overall, compared to the screen films, it doesn't look as good. The cinematography is not as good. It's fine. The score's fine.
It's very unremarkable.
But all that's very sort of, even though you tilted the angle a couple of occasions, I really like that part.
Mm.
What I did like is the gore, and I did like the thing you hate. I did like this kind of meanness in some of the kills.
Sort of kills, yeah.
Great, that's what a horror film fan is there for.
Yeah, I understand that it's there.
And we'll talk about the specifics of that later on in the other side of the review. And the other part, which I think is probably the worst part of the movie, is there's not enough time, really, to establish these new characters other than the main two or three of them as being anything other than fodder or suspect. Like the twins. What the fuck? We get almost nothing about them.
Well,
where's the guy that calls? Purpose. Where's the guy that calls the sister back? You know, we don't know, apart from the fact that he's a sheriff's son, we know nothing about him.
Yeah,
and maybe he's got a bit of a thing for I can't remember her name, the
one
girl in the first.
Yeah, one of the other girls. Yeah. Yep. You know what?
I didn't care when they started to die. I just didn't give a shit.
No, yeah, I did. One character death I really did not. I was like,
Yeah, we'll come back to that.
Yeah. But I will say this. I have to make some sort of peace between my suspension of disbelief in a genre that I don't care for a thing, because what I hate about these horror movies is that, one, no one can shoot for shit, right? Just no one can shoot for a fucking worth of damn, right? Fine. Okay, let's just let that happen. Places that would normally be populated all the time are all of a sudden...
Like a hospital?
Yes, like a hospital in the middle of the day. It has no one in it and all the lights are off. So fuck off, right? That doesn't happen, okay?
I've got a list of things that you're dumb about this movie, which I like to pull the piss out, which I'll get into and spoil.
Good, because I'm sitting there going, looking at that going, well, see, that's not going to work for me. I want you to at least tell me a reason.
Probably become a bit like my like me.
A little bit, but not in this instance, because like you'll give a horror movie way more leeway than I will, right? Yes. So that's why for me, I have to try and
this go... This is going to be the third week in a row. 2022 is the year of the Wayne Negatron.
To be fair, you made me watch a horror film. Next time we do like a slew of musicals in a row, we'll see who's Negatron.
You hate musicals as well.
I won't do that.
Rom-coms.
Even so. Yes, so that's...
Did you like it or did you not? Where are you landing? Like, as a general rule then, and we'll get into this.
I appreciate that other people would probably find this refreshing enough to be interesting.
Right.
I did not care for it. Right. So I'm going to give it, like, basis. I don't like it, but I think most people would. So that gives me, you know, like a 50.
All right, somewhere around 50. I like this film. I think it's good fun. I think it's clever enough. What's particularly clever enough is how it keeps everybody on the board and how they could be a suspect or the killer or whatever else. Very good in that way. I like the meta commentary. I thought some of the kills were good. I had a good time. It flew by. It was a 114-minute film, and I was like, Jesus, are we done already? Fuck.
It was a bit long, yeah.
You're saying it's a bit long. I'm saying I didn't notice his runtime, and I lately have been the guy who's noticed every runtime, so really enjoyed that.
Oh, this is your jam. This is your jam. I get it.
As well, yeah. So absolutely, if it's safe, only if it's safe to do so, go and see this at the movies. If you're at all a fan of the Scream franchise, you will not be disappointed at that particular level. It's certainly a much better film than Scream 3. I think it's around the sort of Scream 4 level for me. Nothing's ever going to touch number one. Number one is amazing.
Sure. Can I ask you, of the characters, like the main characters, the teenagers or whatever, right? Did you like them? Did you like some of them? Or you just don't care?
I didn't care about any of them. So other than, other than the sisters who are, you know, sort of the main ones. So.
Yeah. No, those two. Okay.
That's our general thoughts on Scream 2022 edition. Find out what we think about everything else, including our list of things which are dumb. On the other side of Jack.
You can't handle the truth.
Spoiler time.
Yeah, spoilers. Okay. That's what that means. So if you're still here, please turn off now. Don't be spoiled. This film, of course, any Scream film, you should go in not knowing how it's all going to play out. But particularly a film which is all contingent on that moment.
The shock.
Yeah.
All right.
What do you want to start with, Wayne?
Let's see. All right. Since we were sort of chatting around it before, I did not see the killer coming. Either of them.
Right. Whereas I was the whole time like, it's fucking the boyfriend the whole time.
Okay, so...
Completely.
And this is where...
And the only thing that worked against that was I like Jack Quaid from The Boys.
Ah.
And so the whole time I wanted to like him. But even when he got attacked and the killer smashed his head into the wall and just sort of shallowly cut him, I'm like, oh my God, that is so lame. If this was a real thing, he would have turned around.
But they're all lame, Paul. When David Arquette... By the way, David Arquette's death is shit, right?
No, that was the moment I was like, oh my God.
No, this is fucked, right? So... He goes and shoots the bad guy in the stomach like three times and they think they weren't Kevlar, fine. Then he goes, puts him in the lift. No, you got to shoot him in the head. Pops his fucking...
Which is the big established thing in the movie.
Which is fine, all right?
I love the whole the crescendo music.
When you shoot someone and you want to make sure they're dead, you don't help everyone out. You reload and put one in his head, all right?
Sure.
So, and also, when you get shot three times from point blank almost... I don't care what you're wearing. You're not happy.
Especially, and the other thing was, in that scene, now, unless Dave Arquette's really small, I don't believe he is really small.
Yeah. That the girl?
Because
she just attacked...
Richie was laying down the ground behind them. That's all. Right. For this whole thing. In fact, he got escorted out in the elevator. Like, then he said to him and the sisters, I gotta go finish this off.
Yeah.
Hero shot, walking towards the killer.
But then, so he reloads his gun, goes up there, it's disappeared. Is that right? The ghost face has disappeared. Is that how he got the drop on him?
No, I think put the gun up to the head and Ghostface reared up and knocked the gun aside.
This is it.
And then stabbed him.
Yeah, and you don't walk up to a body and put it right in its head. You just shoot from across the room. We've talked about that. I know.
I think that's really, really minor. I've got some bigger complaints. But that was the most shocking death for me by a long way. And my biggest complaint about Scream 4 in particular, Scream 3 to a lesser extent, was you're not playing with any balls here. You're not killing anyone of substance off. And this film did that. And I'm like, yes, finally. They showed some balls. I killed one of the main three off. Hooray. I mean, and arguably they killed...
Yeah.
They were never going to kill Sydney. Sydney is the lifeblood of this show.
Yeah.
But if I was making bets, I would have bet that Gail would have died and Dewey would have been left. So.
Well, this, first of all, Neve Campbell looks great, don't you think? She looks like kind of the same. Courtney's had a boatload of work done. But, that's Hollywood for you.
Look, David Arquette was back in shape, you know, because he's gone through that whole wrestling phase and whatever else.
Has he?
He was my favorite by far. Like his facial reactions, his little quirks, his kind of surprise.
No, Dewey's the guy you can easily like.
He's so likable. Such a shame that he died in a way. But I'm also really impressed that they had the balls to kill him off. So big tick for me on that regard.
So you're saying there's going to be more of these?
Look, if this thing makes money, absolutely there'll be more. Absolutely.
All right.
So okay. Here are some dumb bits, right?
All right, give me some dumb bits.
Woodsboro is how big? It has its own hospital.
Yeah.
But at the very end of the film, one of the surviving characters says, don't take me to that hospital, take me to another one. I'm like, okay, that's a pretty big town.
Next county.
You got two hospitals. Yeah. But so we got the sheriff who returns from the fourth one, Judy, I think her name is.
Was she from, because I didn't recognize her.
She returns to the fourth one, and it's her son is Wes.
Yes.
Wes, at the start of the film, I might as well add this part in, calls up the big sister and says, whatever her name is, has been attacked, which is another big departure. The first time someone's lived through an opening Scream scene.
Okay.
But it's also the first time we haven't had a notable actor of some description in there. So Drew Barrymore in the first Scream film,
she was killed,
was the biggest name, dies in the first scene. Holy shit. My God, this is completely upending the rule book, and that's what the whole Scream film is about.
Okay.
Scream 2, Yada Pinkett Smith.
Yada.
I think she was in the opening scene in Scream 2, and so on and so forth. Anyway. Okay. So,
oh, that's right. The movie cinema.
Yeah, the movie cinema with Stab, the premiere of Stab, blah, 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 blah. So we've already changed the formula, which, again, I liked. We're keeping the audience, the fans, on their toes.
Yes, that's what it was. I wasn't one of the fans, so I didn't recognize it.
So one of her friends, Tech Wes, texts the sister, Sam, I think her name is, and says, you need to come back. You know what? You might not remember me, but I'm Wes. I'm like, hang on. From the sounds of things, you guys were all really, she was really friendly with you all. Like, she's 5 years old, so not friends, but... Then they're talking like they're best mates. She hugs them all straight away when she comes in. I'm like, that doesn't gel.
Well, hang on.
That's a stupid text to send.
I don't know. It's all they're only there for the sister, and these are all her friends. And it's a sad, it's like, you know, it's kind of a harsh moment. You would probably.
But the
hug
way
them.
They're all judging it, like, it's much closer than they're implying. I didn't like that very much at all. But anyway, Sheriff Jenny, Judy, gets told the killer says, we're going to kill your son. She's out going to get food. And so she calls in basically an APB on her house.
Yes.
Everybody descend on the house. She gets back there first.
Yep.
She runs up there, gets stabbed, killed. So we kill our first returning character at that particular point in time. Then Wes has time to finish his shower, get dressed, come down, pretty much dry. I think even his hair's dry at that point in time. Set the table.
Mm-hmm. Fuck around for
then
a bit.
Then get attacked. Then get that very nasty kill, knife through the neck, even though it was CG-ish.
And still no cops.
Still no one turns up. I'm like, how big is fucking Woodsboro? Exactly. Come on.
And the amount of cops that were there when they finally did turn up.
This is the boss.
Exactly.
The sheriff says, come to my house now.
That's right. Everyone drops and goes, man. That's how it is.
Ludicrous.
So that's bullshit. Yeah. See, this is... And you know what? Let me tell you something. Since you mentioned this, the whole convention of I open the fridge door or a cupboard door.
Yeah, they did
and
on someone, purpose.
Yeah, I'm sitting there going, I'm very bored of that because I know it's only the third. Was that you had? You said the rule.
Usually it's a rule of three.
The three, right? The third time. One is.
But
when
they're not. They violated.
They
that.
Never did any of those, right? And I was sitting there, good, but I don't care. So I was like,
then the cop who leaves Tara. That's her name, I think. The sister.
Yeah, yeah.
But the sheriff said, come.
Yeah, it's like,
well, you didn't fucking come fast enough, did you?
Exactly. First of all, you're late. Secondly, you left my sister, and also somehow you got everyone out of the hospital.
Yeah, that moment when she's attacked, Sam's attacked in the hospital.
And it's an empty hospital.
And the hospital's empty, and then they kill one cop who's left there, and the rest of the hospital's empty.
There was only one cop in a whole hospital.
Very fucking convenient.
Bullshit, exactly.
What about the mum? The mum's on a conference the entire film.
She can't leave and come back, maybe?
So
I don't know.
Your daughter, imagine, I know you don't have children, but imagine your daughter slash child had been almost murdered. Would there be any force in the world that would stop you,
other
than Mark McGowan and his borders, from coming back?
I reckon I could, because the mum's a lawyer or something, right? She would have been like, yo, 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 This motherfucker.
It's not about COVID. She's stuck at a conference. Fuck off.
Exactly.
That's terrible. I honestly thought the mum was going to come into it in some way.
It would make sense. Yep. And in fact, that would have been a good thing. All of a sudden at the end, Papa, who's this? I'm your mama. What's up? Right?
I almost thought that was going to be the case.
That would be cool, actually. Damn it. They missed one there.
But yeah, I thought Richie was really painfully obvious as the killer. So I was not at all shocked by him. The friend, that did kind of catch me a little bit unawares, but we needed to have two, so.
Well, see, here's what, the Asian girl, she fucking gave me the shits. She's obviously supposed to be hated, right?
Right.
But I hated her way before she was a killer. So.
Then how about the fact that in the end of this film, everyone has selective deafness at any point where the script requires them to do so. So we've got two battles going on.
Yeah.
At the very climax of the film. So we've got Gail and Sydney taking on
whatever
her name is, the Eurasian friend.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot her three times. She lit on fire.
Yep.
Meanwhile, in the room next door or just up the stairs.
Yeah.
Richie's going to battle with the sisters and whatever else, right? Gail and fucking Sydney don't come out until it's basically resolved between them all.
Exactly.
It's like, come on. Like,
and what,
they needed to either intercut between the show and they're happening simultaneously.
I didn't even think about that because
it's really
going,
not well put
well,
together.
Well, one thing that was, I thought, kind of good, but then here's the, like, is that the Sydney and Courtney Cox and fucking Nee Campbell walk out and they both got guns and, you know, the girl comes like, oh my God, I'm a stab. And they look at each other and go, fake or something. Or it's a trap, right? And then the girl.
Oh, yeah, at the start of that scene.
The girl has time to pull a gun and point it towards him and then Neve Campbell.
And shoots Gail.
Yeah, shoots Gail. Neve Campbell, three shots, completely misses her and she just runs off. And I'm like, if you got a gun, right, just learn to use it, hey, right? Just fucking practice. Go for a few rounds, right? Just do that. And that gives you the shits. But also, what was interesting was that, you know, these kids that are sitting there pointing the finger at each other?
Yep.
They're supposed to be close friends. Can you imagine our close friends? If you have close friends, right? It's like, actually, Paul, you could be the killer. You could be the killer. If you are so quick to fucking point the... Maybe you shouldn't be friends.
That's true. They do. Well, I guess that's because in every previous iteration.
Exactly. It's the gambit of the film. But one other thing.
Please.
Everyone seems to be recovering... or shrugging off their stab/gunshot wounds really nicely.
My last point here
thank
is
you.
Being stabbed or shot in the gut in the side is rough, but an inconvenience for any major character.
Exactly, because you still have lines to deliver.
Yeah, you do have to. There is a healthy dose of suspension disbelief you do have to buy into.
So that's what I meant by it. So I'm sitting there going,
I get it.
You should just let me enjoy it a bit more by giving me a bit more, and then I'll be easily. But anyway, I know it's not my genre. It's all yours.
Yeah, whereas... good fun, good times, you know, the back and forth, whatever.
Understandable.
Some of the lines as they dispatch the killers, all good stuff. I enjoy this. Had a good fun time. It's not. I hope it won't be my top 10 films of the year. Dear God, please, can we have 10 films better than this through the course of 2022?
But
as far as starting the year off in a good positive note, I'm happy with this one. So, shall we final score it, Wayne?
Yeah. You know mine, it's 50.
50 for Wayne, right there again. I think that's what you scored last week. It's unbelievable, but here we are.
How about you send me to a good movie? How about that?
No. I wonder if we can find next week that might be more in my wheelhouse.
This
is great.
Next week,
the year of Wayne Negatron 2022 continues as now evidenced.
If you put three shitty movies my way, everyone's Negatron.
What did we watch last week?
I don't fucking know.
My shitty movie, asshole.
It was my shitty movie. I'm just saying they were... Yeah, fuck y'all. What's happening next week?
Don't know. We haven't decided yet.
Oh, shit. We don't even know what it could
be. We're going to find out. But look, here's...
You're aiming for a turn, aren't you?
I'm aiming for one I'll like and you won't.
Fuck you.
So, let us know, listeners. Would you like Wayne to record his own version of the Negatron theme? Because is it time? Is it time to hand over the mantelpiece?
First of all, that theme can suck a dick. It goes way too long. Secondly, no one can understand it.
Dude, motherfucker.
My one people would understand.
All right, fine. Make one that people understand, you cunt.
I can't.
We'll produce that for next week. If you come up next week with worse score
than me, we'll see. Yeah, it could be a killer, you know what I'm saying? So to speak.
All right, anyway, speaking of my final score for Scream.
Yeah, bring it on.
A soft 3.5 stars of against 168.
Oh, that's... pretty high for you, actually.
Yeah, I liked it. Good fun
time.
Yeah,
it's your thing.
It is my thing.
It's cool.
Check it out if you haven't already. And that is it from us today. Wayne, how do the listeners get back to us with their... Oh, I do this one, don't I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hit us up at email, Gmail? Email.
Countdownpodcast@gmail.com
on Twitter at The Countdown PC. You can like and follow the show through Podbean where we host and the Facebook list community where there'll be no doubt some discussion about Wayne's Negatron theme through the course of the week. Link is in the show notes. And that is it from us. My name is Paul.
My name's Wayne.
And this has been The Soundboard.
Eat my ass! Eat all the S's, man!
If Wayne doesn't think he's Negatron anymore, we'll catch you next time.
See ya.